Three, oh, there's one on the side. Thank you, Doug. But I could not point that one out this morning. We're not there. Yes, when you leave today, if you go out the center street door, look up on the building. There's another rose window. It's beautiful. Think of the love. Think of the sacrifice. Think of the giving that went into building a place of worship like this and all of the symbolism included therein. Back to the text. The idea is we value symbols as much as our Jewish friends do. The Passover meal had to be prepared and it had to be celebrated in a particular manner. It included 4 points at which the presider stood up and explained the meal's meaning. There were 4 cups of wine, which represented the 4 promises of God that God made to the people in Exodus chapter 6. God promised rescue from Egypt, freedom from slavery, redemption by God's divine power, and a renewed covenantal relationship with God. When it came time for the 3rd cup to be served and to be taught, which was near the end of the meal, the presider would use the words from Deuteronomy chapter 26 to bless the elements, the bread, the herbs, the lamb, by explaining how they were symbolic reminders of the very various aspects of Israel's journey into freedom and deliverance. The presider would say, "This is the bread of our affliction, which our fathers ate in the wilderness." Jesus was the presider at this Passover meal on this particular night, and with his disciples, Mark recounts what happened when Jesus raised what would be the 3rd cup. We'll be reading verse 22 through the end of our reading today. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The disciples must have been utterly amazed when Jesus deviated from the script on Passover that night. It was a script that had been reenacted and spoken for countless generations before them. But Jesus said, "This is my body." What? Jesus was essentially asserting, "This is the bread of my affliction, the bread of my suffering, because I am going to lead the true exodus to deliverance and freedom." And then he did the same with the cup. Jesus is sharing plainly with his disciples as they gather around the Passover meal that he is the fulfillment of this beautiful act of God in redeeming his people. God is granting a new relationship with us that is sealed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he seals the oath with these words, "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." This is a blood oath. The people in the ancient world knew what a blood oath is. If you were going to make a contract, or if you were going to make a covenant with one of your neighbors, you would slice an animal in two, part them, and you would walk in between the animals, binding yourselves together in a covenant of blood, essentially saying, "If I break the covenant made this day, may the blood of this animal be my blood." Jesus is making a new covenant with his people. "I am redemption, and I seal it with my blood." If you'll notice, as they were eating, he spoke of the bread, he spoke of the wine, but he did not speak of the lamb. This must have been shocking to the disciples because the lamb is the center point of the Passover meal. It was a perfect lamb that was sacrificed, whose blood was placed on the lintel of the doors, who brought safety and deliverance from people. There was no lamb. Jesus was the lamb, the perfect lamb. He was the main course at that meal. The Passover meal was not a vegetarian dinner. Some of us would have a hard time living in the ancient world, right around Passover time. You know, can you imagine being at the feeding of the 5,000? Jesus breaks the fish. Jesus breaks the bread. I don't eat carbs, Jesus. I don't do seafood, Jesus. But at this meal, he is the Passover lamb. And he is meant to be eaten. You could be at the most wonderful restaurant in the world. Have a magnificent dinner set before you. You can appreciate the beauty of how the meal looks, what it smells like, how it's described by the servers. All of your senses can be met. But if you don't eat that meal, if you don't ingest what is before you, you will not receive the benefit of that meal. Jesus tells his disciples, "Take and eat. This is my body of the new covenant." He holds up a cup. "Take and drink. This is my blood." I am not asserting to you this morning that within our tradition that we believe that this is literally the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nor am I criticizing that belief. But we have lifted up that the Lord Jesus Christ is spiritually in the bread, and he is spiritually in the cup, fully present. And that when we eat of the bread and when we drink of the cup, we are indeed consuming spiritually that which the Lord Jesus desires to give to us. Oftentimes we have a low view of the meal. We go through the rote words, the prayers, passing the trays between us. But there is power in the sacraments. Jesus instituted the sacraments personally, and he told his disciples to eat and to drink. When you come to the table this morning, I encourage you to do so with new eyes, appreciative of everything the Lord Jesus has done for us and continues to do for us. It may just be a little dram of juice. It may just be a little piece of bread, but it is a foretaste of the great banquet that is to come. I once heard a preacher, I can't give you his name, but he's sitting in here right now, and his last name is Darnold. But he once taught in this sanctuary, and I think this is a beautiful expression, that the meal itself is kind of like raw cookie dough. And it anticipates the beautiful cookie that is to come. This may just be a small bite, but it anticipates the great feast, the great banquet, when the Lord Jesus returns in all of his glory to redeem, recreate, and renew the world. Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be all the glory. Amen.